Yes, it's been a long day, and yes, it's been a long time since I've done a recording on my Audio Boom channel, which is now in iTunes and a podcast. Coffee Mumbo Jumbo has had a long day, but it's never too late to do a coffee. And 7 days off the roast of a Guatemalan coffee sourced by a third wave coffee source that was here waiting for me to be roasted on the hot tub. I cupped it a day after, so I've roasted it on the 3rd of February, which was last Tuesday. Today, the 10th of February, I am putting it through the V60 filter. Got my Hario drip scales here, which is a beautiful piece of equipment. Got a timer on the one side and scales on the other, which is obviously what you need if you want to be accurate and if you want to extract the good coffee. So, as I said, I cupped it the day after. Normally I leave it 24 hours before I cup coffees that I've sample roasted. And in fact, I cupped it next to two other coffees. One was from Peru, one was from Ethiopia, which is a beautiful coffee, and then this Guatemalan. The Ethiopian one is Yerga Chef. It is a natural, and it is just beautiful. In fact, I've had it this morning as an espresso. Again, I was too busy to do a boo and to record about it, but tomorrow I think I'll push it through the R58 dual boiler espresso machine again, and then report on how that tastes, because that's pretty special too. Of course, it is the Rocco Mountain, which I have discussed quite extensively on this channel, which is a beautiful coffee. I've had it roasted by 4 different roasters, and I was lucky enough to get some myself and roast it as well. So, but let's get back to this evening. It is almost 8 o'clock at night. And as I said, I was gagging for a coffee and gagging to know what this Guatemalan coffee, and I will tell you exactly what it is. It is a washed coffee. It has been sourced by Nadine Rash, a Guatemalan lady who is actually in Guatemala as we speak during the harvest season there. Third wave coffee source. If you don't know of third wave coffee source, I encourage you to go and have a look. So this is the Guatemalan Acetenango El Cerro Finca El Carmen Pache San Ramon. Wow, that is a mouthful. I've had this coffee just before Nadine went back to Guatemala, just before Christmas. She handed me a few to sample roast, and it's always a delight to sample those Guatemalan coffees. And in fact, what is so sensational about Guatemalan coffees, and I've only had the chance to come to that conclusion because I've had so many different Guatemalan coffees, even sourced by the same person. She has loads of good contacts in Guatemala and their own farm, of course, that it is such a versatile country. You've got very juicy coffees. You've got more chocolatey coffees. You've got, you've got just a lot of variety of coffees. And even in the juicier ones, depending on the varietal, they will taste differently. I've had a red Catuai from her, which I absolutely love, which is actually the one that I roasted before this one. So the week before that, putting my recorder down and reminding myself of what that was, because that was the red Catuai San Martin Santa Ana, which was also delicious. Here on this one, that I'm discussing today, the only thing I don't know is the varietal. So, never mind, but it is still a beautiful coffee. So what does this really taste like? Now, meticulously, I've done 16 grams of coffee with 230 milliliters of water. Of course, off the boil, we're not using boiled water. It was just around about 90 degrees, 92 maybe, that water. And very gently, I always call this kind of round the world. I just start in the center and just literally just go round in circles very delicately. 50 grams of water first, let it sit there for at least 30, 35 seconds. Let it bloom, let all the ground coffee be saturated, and then once these 30 seconds give or take a little bit, you just got to keep your beady eye on it. You just again add more water, just and I've got this lovely decanting jug, which has got the swan-like neck, which makes it very easy to just trickle the water in a nice, very thin flow and just go around the world and do it. Usually around about 2 minutes, 2 minutes 15, and the coffee is brewed, all the water has seeped through all the grinds, and you're ready just to take the top off, the V60 with the paper filter off, and wait a little bit so you don't scald yourself, and then drink it. And that's exactly what I'd done. And I wonder, I mean, it was very delicious, but I wonder if it was not a bit too late in the evening to drink a coffee. I don't think I've ever drunk a cup of coffee as late as that. Sometimes it's like 6 o'clock, sometimes 7 o'clock. I've done even some cupping at 7 at night, but 8 o'clock, ooh, I've never done that before. Let's just see. But the day isn't over yet, so I don't know what I'll get up to after having drunk 200 milliliters of water because of coffee, because the 230 have yielded 200 milliliters. Of course, water always gets retained by the grinds. So, I've given you quite a bit of information also about recipes. Of course, this is a starting point. Normally one says 60 grams of coffee, of ground coffee for a filter coffee on a liter of water. So give or take, that's a very good recipe to start with. I usually take 16 grams for 230 milliliters. So dosing a little more and using a little less water. But it is for you to experiment and for you to do. As per usual, I will encourage you to try as many coffees as you can possibly get your hands on. That's, of course, if you enjoy coffee. And just experiment, hone your palate, see what you like, what you don't like as much, and enjoy coffee. That's really the message here on Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's channel. So, signing out about 8 o'clock at night from London here, and wishing you all happy coffee drinking. No matter what time of the day.